Lakehouse Architecture, Unified Analytics and AI on Open Storage. Core Insight upfront. The Lakehouse eliminates the forced choice between data lakes and data warehouses. It adds warehouse-grade management, ACID transactions, schema enforcement, governance, directly on top of open file formats in cloud object storage. You get warehouse reliability at Lake Economics. This matters because the old architecture forced you to maintain two systems and copy data between them, which meant duplication, staleness, and doubled costs. The Lakehouse was formalized by Databricks, built on a 2021 academic paper. But the enabling technology is not proprietary. It is an open-source metadata layer that sits on top of Parquet files in cloud object storage like S3, Azure Data Lake Storage, or Google Cloud Storage. Three competing open-source table formats provide this layer: Delta Lake from Databricks, Apache Iceberg from Netflix, and Apache Hudi from Uber. Each adds ACID transactions, schema enforcement, time travel, and unified batch plus streaming to raw file storage. The architecture has four layers. Layer 1, cloud object storage. This is the foundation. Cheap, durable, infinitely scalable. Data is stored in open formats, primarily Parquet. Layer 2, the metadata and transaction layer. This is where Delta Lake, Iceberg, or Hudi sit. They track which files belong to which table versions, enforce schema, manage concurrent access, and enable time travel. The ability to query any historical version of a table. Layer 3, governance. Databricks provides Unity Catalog. The broader ecosystem has alternatives. This layer handles data cataloging, fine-grained access control, lineage tracking, and audit logging across all data assets. Layer 4, compute. Query engines and ML runtimes run on top. Spark, Photon, Trino, Flink. Compute is decoupled from storage, so you scale them independently. The standard data organization pattern within a lakehouse is the medallion architecture. Three tiers. Bronze, raw ingestion, append only. Data exactly as received from source systems. Silver, cleaned, standardized, deduplicated, validated. This is where you apply business rules, conform data types, and resolve entity conflicts. Gold, business-ready aggregates, certified metrics, and KPIs. This is what analysts and BI tools query. The medallion architecture maps directly to the staging layers defined by Kimball and Inman decades ago. Bronze is staging. Silver is integration, often using Inman-style normalization. Gold is presentation, often using Kimball-style dimensional models. The table format competition is converging. Delta Lake introduced Uniform, which allows Delta tables to be read by Iceberg and Hudi clients. Iceberg has the broadest multi-engine support and is emerging as the industry lingua franca. Snowflake, AWS, Dremio, and many others have adopted it. The practical implication: format choice is becoming less consequential than it was 2 years ago, and the risk of picking the wrong format is decreasing. Databricks claims up to 6x better price performance for SQL workloads compared to traditional cloud data warehouses, enabled by their Photon engine and Lakehouse storage optimizations. Even discounting marketing claims, the economic advantage of querying data in cloud object storage versus paying warehouse storage and compute rates is substantial and well-documented. Strategic takeaway: if you need both BI analytics and machine learning on the same data, the Lakehouse is the modern default architecture. It avoids vendor lock-in through open formats, delivers warehouse-grade governance on Lake Economics, and provides a unified platform for structured, semi-structured, and unstructured data. The main reason not to adopt it is complexity. If a managed warehouse like Snowflake or BigQuery fully serves your needs, the additional engineering overhead of a Lakehouse may not be justified.